The Jaina Stone by Ellie Griffiths. Read by Jane McDowell. 1st of June, Festival of Kana. The house is waiting. It knows. When I sacrificed yesterday, the entrails were black. Everything is turned to night. Outside it is spring, but in the house there is a coldness. A pall of despair that covers everything. We are cursed. This is no longer a house, but a grave. The birds do not sing in the garden, and even the sun does not dare penetrate the windows. No one knows how to lift the curse. They have given in, and lie as if waiting for death. But I know. And the house knows. Only blood will save us now. Chapter 1. A light breeze runs through the long grass at the top of the hill. Close up, the land looks ordinary, just heather and coarse pasture, with the occasional white stone standing out like a signpost. But if you were to fly up above these unremarkable hills, you would be able to see circular raised banks and darker rectangles amongst the greens and browns. Sure signs that this land has been occupied many, many times before. Ruth Galloway, walking rather slowly up the hill, does not need the eagle's eye view to know that this is an archaeological site of some importance. Colleagues from the university have been digging on this hill for days.